Hello and welcome to the Success Showcase. I'm your host, Eric Lopkin from the Modern Observer Group. And with me as always is Chip Januszewski of the Happiness and Success GPS. Chip, how are you doing this week?
Doing great. How about you, Eric?
Doing fantastic. Looks like we finally moved into spring in the Northeast.
Yeah, we've gone from heat to AC in 2 days.
Well, let's not forget the 3 tornadoes we had last week.
Oh, man, did we dodge a bullet up here, but there are less. Eversource today, our electric company, said that it was worse than the last hurricane that hit as far as the damage and the, you know, toughness as far as getting out of it and that kind of stuff. So where it hit really, really hard.
Yes, it did. There's a couple places in the state that they're just getting back up now.
Yep. So.
So, as we record this, we're heading into Memorial Day weekend, and of course the unofficial start of summer, which for many businesses is their slow season. And so we're going to talk today about how you can prepare for your slow season, whether it's winter, summer, could be fall, whenever it comes in your business, there's certain things you can do to minimize the damage it can do, but also to actually take advantage of that slow season.
Yeah, and I think regardless of what we're talking about today, it does take planning, and there's a lot of different ways that we can plan.
Absolutely. And I think the first key is knowing when your slow season is. Most businesses are cyclical. The same things happen year after year. The same patterns emerge. But I never cease to be amazed at how many business owners don't follow along with what goes on. And to be fair, it's not just business owners. There's a constant problem I see here in the Northeast where towns run out of money every winter for snow removal. And it's like winter takes them off guard every year. You know these periods are coming, so you need to plan ahead. Figure out when your slow periods are. And quite frankly, if you're doing your books on a regular basis, you should be able to take a look. If you have an accountant doing your books or a bookkeeper, they can tell you when the slow period is. You've got those records.
Yeah, it's very, very important to track your trends so that you can identify exactly when these are happening. And obviously looking at the numbers is really the best way to do that.
Yeah, so once you've determined when your slow period is, you need to figure out how to best use that time and how to boost sales during that period. Now, slow periods aren't necessarily seasons. I work with a lot of restaurants, and their slow periods are days. You know, they're very busy Thursday through Sunday. Monday and Tuesday tend to be slow. Wednesday ramps back up. So they know every Monday and Tuesday, that's their slow period.
Yeah, and that's the reason where you actually do see a lot of not only restaurants, but other organizations that if they're going to shut down one day a week, it's normally a Monday and sometimes it's a Tuesday.
Right, because that's their slowest period, so they know that's when they can slow down with the least effect on their bottom line. But those that stay open have to use different tactics to get people in. For example, I know a lot of restaurants are doing this now. They're doing mobile advertising so that the people who are in the immediate vicinity of the restaurant will get a text saying, hey, come on by, show this text, we'll give you 10% off any appetizer. We'll give you, you know, buy one, get one free, whatever the deal is. And they're broadcasting it just to their local area. Because let's face it, if you're running a restaurant, you want people who are right there.
Yeah, I mean, there's actually a gentleman, I forget the name of his app, but he is marketing an app at our networking meetings where wherever you're standing, you can blast out something to everybody within X vicinity with an offer and that kind of thing. And he's pretty dramatic because he called it an outstanding app, and he actually did his commercial once standing on a chair. Just. But it's amazing what technology can do these days. And a lot of people are going to say, what? But if you do that, it's not that expensive. And if you get a couple customers out of it, it's a really good idea.
Right. And in this case, it requires planning because you need to know when your slow periods are so you can schedule when to do this. You need to know who your customers are. In this case, they're targeting a geographic area.
Yep. And I mean, the other things you can do for a restaurant is maybe a new summer menu item or so on and so forth. I mean, this time of year, people are looking for seafood. So if you got, you know, like 10.99 lobsters on a Monday night or something like that, it's or things, a lot of people have happy hours to draw people there, put tables outside. I mean, West Hartford Center is just full of that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of different ways to attract people. And especially if you're in a well-trafficked area, if you have an outdoor presence so you can catch people while they're walking around and be doing something really neat out there, that's a great way to grab people.
Right. A lot of them, I mean, certainly restaurants, retailers, they have outdoor events, outdoor seating, anything to grab people as they're passing by. You mentioned special items. A lot of businesses change their offerings seasonally so that, you know, they're targeting what people want at that time of year. That way it boosts their business during the slow period because you're not giving the same thing you did all year.
Yeah, I know. I'm mentioning lobsters. At this time of year, I'm always looking for the specials, like in the grocery stores and so on and so forth, when the price drops down. So, but other things you can do, especially with summer right around the corner, if you're in a good family area, you can gear things towards bringing kids there, specials that way to attract families. There's a lot of different things you can do. Outdoor events, if you have a good space or something, just throw your own outdoor event and invite the general public to come to that. There's a lot of things going on like fairs and so on and so forth, or food tastings where a lot of vendors will just set up in the same spot where, and you can do like a taste of. So if you talk to your general area, especially if you're in a whole area that's kind of like slow during a period of time, and throw some type of an event, it's a great way to get people there during slow times. And if they enjoy it, they'll keep coming back so that your slow time will be shorter just by exposing them.
Right. And, you know, we're talking about events. So far, what we've talked about are different ways to reach consumers. But if you're trying to target businesses, summer also happens to be when a lot of places have trade shows. It's a great time. If you don't need your full staff in the office because things are slower, take advantage of that. Set up a booth at a trade show. Set up booths at fairs, at different events, and go out and promote your business. You have, you know, Little League going on. So if you're a local business sponsoring, you know, a sign at the Little League field, great way to be in front of people during that slow period.
Yeah, or even sponsoring the kids' uniforms. I remember way back when my sons, who are now 36 and 32, were playing Little League and I was coaching them. We have a donut shop here in Avon, Luke's Donuts, and they were the sponsor for our kids' jerseys and stuff. I actually did a picture of the kids and put that in there, which was there for many, many years. And but it's a really good way to get your name out, is to help sponsor things locally.
And as we said, you know, one thing that a lot of business owners do, and it's absolutely the wrong thing to do. Is they go, okay, this is going to be my slow season. We know that means less money coming in. So we've got to cut the budget. Let's cut back on marketing and advertising. And that's absolutely the wrong thing to do. That's what you want to focus on in slow times. So you're getting the word out. You're reminding people that you're still there.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, one of the things, that you, if you know you're going to run through slow times, one of the things you need to do from a fiscal standpoint is budget for them and make sure that you have enough cash to take you through the slow times. Obviously, having a lesser staff is a good idea. I came from a manufacturing background. I don't think this happens as much now as it did back in the 70s and the 80s when I was doing it. But a lot of times, manufacturing plants would just plan a 1 week or a 2 week shutdown where everybody had to take their vacation then, and you just planned on biting the bullet then and getting all those out of the way so you didn't have the interruptions going on with vacations during the year during busy times. And I remember back then we had Pratt Whitney Aircraft, United Technologies here in Connecticut, and they used to drive the whole thing because there were all kinds of aerospace manufacturers around there, and they all shut down for the first 2 weeks of August every single year back then. I don't know if that still happens now, but that was one way to work around that. And all they did was they just planned for that as far as taking the manufacturing hit. And it's a lot easier if you have a fuller staff to plan manufacturing schedules around that than having two or three people out for vacation all year round at different times. So that was one really, really good strategy that worked well. Other things that you can do is if it's going to be slow, this is a great time of year to do those renovations at your place of business or work on projects or get caught up on those things that have been hanging for a long, long time. So if you plan those things out while things are slow, then you're going to keep yourself busy.
Right. If you're not focusing on your customers because, you know, it's slow and, you know, you have fewer of them, it's a great time to focus on things that are in your business. Redoing signage, redoing your office, your retail space, redesigning your website, letterhead, whatever it is that needs to be updated. This is a great time to do it because, let's face it, most of these projects keep getting put off because, oh, I'll do it. Oh, wait, customer work came in. Got to deal with the customer. Client work came in. And you keep putting it off. Plan to do these things during your slow period. This way, when you come out of the slow period, you've got a fresh look. You're ready. You're there to hit the clients hard. Go out there. Make sure they know you're there.
Yeah, you can make an event out of it saying, we have a new building. We're going to have an open house for a ribbon cutting or so on and so forth, or a new website launch, just to grab people there and you prime them all summer long or whenever your slow period is that this is coming to get them ready to do that. It's a great time of year when it's slow to reach out to all of your good customers, all your family and all your friends to kind of let them know what's going on and tell them, you know, if you're going to be having a new grand opening or a new renovation or something like that, or even if you just want to welcome them back, if they can come during the summer, but say, hey, don't forget us. Chances are when the fall comes around, things are going to get a little bit busier just because you're staying in touch with people. Reaching out and showing gratitude for the people that you have can't be taken too lightly. You know, people leave basically because you don't pay attention to them. So it's a fantastic time of year to really, really put on a campaign that way.
Absolutely. And again, because you have the time during your slow period to plan things out, you can come up with a new idea, a contest, a drawing, new events, possibly even refreshing your whole product or service line. What have you been doing that's working well? Well, let's focus on that. Take a look at what services maybe aren't selling so well. Examine it. Do you really need to keep them? Remember the 80-20 rule. 80% of your business is coming from 20% of your products or services. take a look at that other 80% and determine, is it something I need to keep around?
Yeah, no, another buzzword term is something that's called counter-cyclical promotions, which is putting a promotion out there and publicizing when people least expect it. And that raises a lot of eyes, too. If you've done that properly, you can get a lot of people in there. You know, for instance, if you're a business that typically slows down during the summer and you, during the winter, can book people to use your services during the summer and give them a discount for booking those services during the winter, that's one way to handle things. So if you have a promotional thing where you can just get a backlog for the slow period of time during a good period of time, that's one way to keep people busy while you're doing it and put some money in the bank.
Absolutely. Landscapers do this all the time, where when they're working on their summer projects, they're also lining people up to get snow shoveled in the winter. They know it's slower in the winter, so if you sign up in the summer, pay in advance, you get a discount. It's a great way to help boost cash flow and to remind your customers that you're there all year round with services they might not have thought of.
Yeah, other things you can do is those new opportunities that you've been looking for, or the side gig that you want to try. That the slow time is a good time to do that, as long as you have that organized also. If you wanted to test a new product launch that's something totally different that you just wanted to test, maybe a slow time is a good time to do that, especially if it's not normally what you would be doing during your fast times. So it's a good time to experiment. Other things you can look at, it's a good time for educating and training your staff and yourself, that kind of thing. Also, strategic planning for the year ahead. Great time to just roll up your sleeves and have those mastermind sessions to come up with your strategic plan for the next year or two, and that kind of thing. So there's a lot of different ways you can keep yourself busy doing that. And talking again about fiscally, one of the best things you can possibly do to hedge against slow times cash-wise is to have a line of credit in place. And the best time to get that is not during the slow time. The best time to do that is when you're booming. So when you're busy, put that in your calendar to make sure that you have that line of credit in place to cover those times when you're slowing down. So,
absolutely. And of course, you can take advantage of slow times to give, you know, give people a bit of a break. I know loads of businesses that switch to summer hours so that, you know, people are still working 40 hours a week in the office, but if they work, you know, an extra half hour Monday to Thursday, they get out 2 hours earlier on Friday, give them a longer weekend. Play with the hours.
Yeah, or you could even flex that so that you're closed one day a week and have everybody working a 4-day work week.
Right. You know, I know loads of businesses that close for a week or two during the summer. I know a lot that close the week between Christmas and New Year's. They go, it's just too slow. You know, there's no point in us staying open. It depends on when your slow period is. But yeah, you can play with your hours. You can use the time to show your employees that how much you appreciate them. Throw them a summer party.
Yeah, it's a perfect time, as we talked about a little bit before, to have an event. And if you have an outdoor event where you're celebrating people and you have maybe all of your vendors there or all of your customers and have a big appreciation thing, just, again, throw them a party, show them how much you appreciate their business, and it's a networking opportunity for them to meet a whole lot of other people too. And if you're the one that's actually doing that, it's great PR. You might even get the media out to cover it if it's big enough, which will help people come to your business during slow times.
Absolutely. The three things that you can focus most on during a slow period that will pay off big dividends. One is preparing for busy times. You've got the extra time at that point. Use it to plan ahead. Figure out what you're doing. The second is appreciation. Show your customers you appreciate them. Show your employees you appreciate them. And the third is promotion. It's making sure people don't forget you're there. And there are so many ways to do this. How many times have you been, you know, watching TV, a local commercial comes on and they're talking about their Christmas in July sale?
Yeah, and I mean, now Black Friday starts in day after Halloween, so I mean,
right, yeah, it's yeah, we're already celebrating Christmas 6 months out of the year, you know. It's,
well, it is cold in South America. I'm just kidding.
Yes. But so you can always find something to draw people in, whether you're drawing them in immediately or you're building momentum for when the busier time is. But the key really is to stay in front of people. Don't let them forget you're there just because they're going on vacation or, you know, they don't need your service at that time of year. Make sure they remember you're there.
It's also a good time of year to do those things personally that you've been wanting to do. Habit number 7 for Stephen Covey, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, is sharpening the saw. And this is taking a look at your personal life and all the different things about that. But take a look at all the different things that surround your business too, and outside the box ways to keep your business healthy in a number of different ways.
Absolutely. It's a great time to take a look at what you're doing. Evaluate if it's the best way to be doing it. And if it's not, take a look at new ways to do it, whether it's new branding or a whole new process. Take a look at new software. People are very hesitant to look at new software because there's a learning curve. Well, if you're dealing with your slow period, that's the perfect time to learn a new accounting system if you want, a new point of sale system for your cash register, whatever it is. If you've been putting off a change, your slow period gives you a great opportunity to start making it. And you have that chance to really learn how to do it right.
Yeah, and as far as business development strategies and things like that go, we talked about taking a look at your financial results, and you have to dig down and look at what you're doing service and by service and product by product, because there could be some things that are a whole lot more profitable than others, and what you have to do is start digging into what's more profitable for you, and simply by allocating income and direct expenses to those products and services that you're talking about. And if you can analyze that during slow times, you can target the ones that are the most profitable and put together strategies to develop more business there. And this could be one of your promotions during your slow time, going after that type of thing, while at the same time, you could be looking for possibly subcontractors that you can sub out the stuff that you're not making as much money on and start developing strategic partnerships there. So as we talked about, it's a great time for really analyzing and strategizing.
Right. If you're not constantly in front of a client or a customer, you have the time to really look at what you're doing and to work on your business rather than in your business. So many of us, you know, get caught up in meeting client needs that we forget that we actually have to take care of our business as well. And this gives you a great opportunity to do that.
Yeah, you can't run on autopilot all the time and expect that things are always going to be good, even if they're good today.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've all seen the financial commercials where they say past performance is no guarantee of future results. The same thing is true about your business. Just because something worked in the past doesn't mean it's going to continue working. When you have a slow period, that's the time to examine what's going on.
Now, and even doing research as far as what are the modern trends, where are we going, and so on and so forth. I mean, we have talked a lot about the Amazon trends and so on and so forth, as far as when you're not looking at this stuff, all of a sudden you're having a great year and 2 years later you're out of business because you're not keeping up with modern trends. So although you should be constantly doing research, a slow period is a really, really good time to plan on doing more of it.
Right. Because these slow periods are usually predictable, it gives you that opportunity to plan ahead, to go, okay, I'm going to take care of that during the slow period. Now, of course, there are also ways to eliminate slow periods, which are always good. When I started my business, we were primarily doing marketing and consulting work. And last quarter, beginning of the first quarter, tended to be slow. You know, winter was a slow period. However, by changing our target market slightly, we spent that time targeting larger businesses. Why? Because we could target departments within large corporations that if they didn't use their budget by the end of the fiscal year, they were going to lose it. So they were looking for services to purchase. Whereas smaller businesses tend to have wrapped up everything by that time. You know, they're not buying anything new until after the first of the year. That shift in a target market gave us that boost during a slow period. So take a look at different customers, different ways of approaching things. You may be able to, get rid of that slow period altogether by stacking different types of clients. You have client A that they want your services in the fall. Client B, they want it winter and spring. Client C wants it in the summer. You don't necessarily have to be doing the exact same thing for all of them. As long as it's your core competency, you can spin it for different target markets. So we're actually just coming up on the end of our time for this week. So Chip, what do you think is the big takeaway our listeners should have this week?
Well, I was joking about how I went to a website before to prepare for today called bears.com. What you do not want to do is hibernate. What you do want to do is you do want to track trends. You know, I'm the guy with the P's. There's two P's. You track the trends and then you predict and you plan.
Yep. Absolutely. I think the big thing that people need to take away is that with proper preparation, your slow time isn't going to be difficult to get through. You know it's coming, plan for it, and put projects in place to take during that time. You've been listening to The Success Showcase. You can catch us every week at blogtalkradio.com/successshowcase. You can also find us on the iTunes Store, the Apple Podcasts app, wherever you find podcasts. Remember, make this your best week ever and make next week even better. See you then.